All right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 342. I just posted 341 a little bit ago, another rerun. But this is comic book news, February 2018. We've got a lot here, ladies and gentlemen. Lots and lots of stuff. Starting off, one more shutdown.
And why are you?
Oh, by the way, I am Chris Mosby. I am here because comics are awesome, and the only thing that keeps the voices away. Let's put it that way. There we go. There, I just threw that out there.
All right. Well, thank God for the voices being gone.
Yes.
I'm Caleb Gerard, and this. I don't know why today. I'm here to I'm curious.
You're the glue that keeps us all together, man.
There you go.
Oh God, is it that cheap shit that you buy at the dollar store?
Oh wait, no. And Murray?
And I am Murray.
Yes.
I'm not the glue.
No, you're our fashion consultant.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, am I missing something? Was there a Facebook.
Yesterday was February flip flops day.
Yeah, he posted a picture with his flip flops on, so that's why I call him Fashion Plate.
February flip flop day. I've never heard of
flip flop February. Maybe I forget how I hashtagged it. Either way, you don't often get flip flops in February up here.
Well, no.
No.
Depending on what day it is, you might get them here because it's been, this week it has been 65, 22, 45, yesterday was in the 50s, the day after, this morning it's in the 20s again, I think, maybe 30s, I don't know, but that's why they call it Missouri. If you don't like the weather, wait, it will change.
Is this a Murray holiday, or is this like if I were to go on the internets, I would find other people who were flip-flopping it yesterday?
Well, I have never heard of it, but that doesn't mean anything.
I think it's a thing
Murray,
now.
I think it's a thing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I bet if you really searched hard, he is the president of the national committee, I'm sure.
I'm checking.
Oh, okay.
I am too. I'm curious.
No,
I like flip flops.
All right, what? Why are you looking that up? Let me.
February flip flops. Oh, there's lots of posts. 16.
Oh wow.
16 whole posts.
All right. Wow. While we're fathoming that, let me throw something at you that everybody might have missed.
No, it's no Taco Tuesday, but okay.
Tuesday. No. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but you know about the Comixology Unlimited, right? Where you could read whatever they let you read for $5 a month, $5-6 a month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, recently, and then Marvel joined that, which is cool because some of the stuff I haven't read, I can borrow. And the cool thing about the Comixology Unlimited, when you borrow something, that you just have it for like ever. I've discovered. So I've got a whole.
Don't they switch it out though?
Well, I never do get asked to turn it back in before I can borrow something else. So I have like every single trade of Hellboy borrowed. I'm using air quotes. Some Marvel stuff borrowed. That's how I read Amazing Spider-Man worldwide stuff. And so on and so forth. Well, with that in mind, they have recently added a discount to buying regular comics to this service. Marvel comics, you get a 15%, and depending on what else you get, it's anywhere from 10 to 15. I think it's mostly 10, but Marvel added 15%. So if you have Comixology Unlimited already, then you're getting percentage on everything, pretty much everything else except for DC Comics. Just thought you know. I found that out on their website. They announced it. Really didn't see much press about it, but hey, you know, if you got Comixology Unlimited, you might want to check out normal stuff. I mean, 15%
normal
off.
Stuff.
Well, I mean, of the stuff. I don't know. The Marvel stuff is pretty expensive. Well, 15% off isn't that bad. And in some cases, that still makes it too expensive. But anyway, just an idea. Trying to save some money. That Comixology Unlimited comes in pretty handy. You never know what's going to show up on there. But, yeah, like I said, of all the Dark Horse stuff, I've always wanted to read more Hellboy. I have, like, the first trade. Never really could afford to buy any of the others. And I've got them all borrowed and available for me to read at any time. So, just saying.
I might check out some of the might look into it, look at the Star Wars stuff that they have. That would be.
They do put Star Wars stuff on there. It changes all every month, but you never know what you can catch. In fact, I read the first three volumes of the newest Star Wars run because of that Comixology Unlimited.
But that's Marvel.
Yes,
I'm talking about the old Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse stuff. They do not have any of that on there at all. If you want to read. Now, hold on. If you want to read the Dark Horse stuff, you have to look at those Star Wars Epic Collections. They take chunks of those Dark Horse comics and put them in those collections. And they don't do an entire run, but they do a good chunk of issues. For example, that John Ostrander series Legacy that he did, is the first two volumes of that is out, which I have physical copies. But you can get those, and it's like the first one has 0 through 19 and like number 0, which number 0 came, they put it in the collection at the end, but the number 0 came out first before number 1 to kind of give you what happens. And it supposedly takes place 150 years after the Battle of Yavin, and Luke Skywalker's long dead, and it's like an ancestor of Luke, and I won't give you too much about that, but it's an actual.
I think you just have. You have given too much.
Well, no, I didn't tell you this. That they tell you that going in, that the main character is Cade Skywalker, and he's, you know, way in the. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I will take a look. I that's some of that Star Wars stuff. It does fascinate me. I'm not as. Clearly, I don't have quite the level of commitment to it as some other people, but...
Yeah, I actually have several, before they started putting them on Comixology, I have several of those Epic Collections, and every single series that Dark Horse has done has been put, reprinted in those Epic Collections.
Okay, well...
And a lot of that was hard to find, so... A lot of John Ostrander stuff...
We have some pretty decent used bookstores around here. So.
Yeah, and a lot of those I've made the effort to put on our resource site, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Okay, good deal.
Ouch. Right in the ribs. Right in the ribs.
So, back to other comics.
All right, so news.
News. You sent me
a story here that DC's canceling all these books. And
yes.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Any of those are permanent, given that we've got Harley Quinn in there, which of course they're never going to cancel.
That's on the bubble. That's all it said. That you know. Let me find that one.
They'll have to find a new creative team because their current one is Gonzo.
Yes,
but they've been gone for a few months, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Everything.
I don't know.
Let me find
Paul Meany and Connor have been gone.
Yes.
I thought they were ending it when they left. I guess they didn't.
Oh.
Well,
I don't
know. One you here. Let me send the one that you. I might not have got you. This is from the actual solicitation ones. Top 10 things we learn, or what we learn from DC Comics May solicitations. I'll send that to you.
And I don't believe for a minute that they're going to do away with Titans, but I think they already. They kind of addressed that in the article about how they're going to restructure.
Yeah.
The Titans.
Yeah. Well,
more to come. Super.
I haven't got to that point, but they've already made it quite clear that and they spoiled it in a Flash issue that the Justice League told the Titans to disband.
Well, they spoiled that in Titans issues 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm way behind on those.
Yeah, no spoilers there, trust me.
They told them
to break up, and we don't know why, but Dick Grayson, for some reason, agreed. It was an off-panel.
It was a weird issue.
I haven't read it.
Batman pulls him aside, and they have this little off-panel conversation, and he comes back and says, "Yeah, good idea, break up."
Okay, interesting.
Uh-huh.
I wonder
if some of the changes they're doing now are because, what's it called? The Doomsday Clock is running.
Good point.
Like, is on a bi-monthly schedule now. So, like, the plans, I think, originally were that the Rebirth stuff would all kind of be wrapped up with the end of Doomsday Clock, but now that Doomsday Clock's end date is a year or half a year later, maybe they have to stretch, alter, change some plans.
That brings up another note, though. There's a whole bunch of DC books that are sliding. Dark Knight's Metals is slid like a whole entire, I think, 6 weeks. I'll have to find those links, but that's not the only one. There's a lot of books that have slid.
I want to hear that theory. What were you going to say, Marie? I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering, like, if they, like, Titans and Justice Society and Legion, like, we all know they're tied into Doomsday Clock. Like, Titans history is all wonky, and all of the DCU history is wonky. So if they had had plans to relaunch or to do certain things with certain books based on things we were going to learn in Doomsday Clock, they can't do that until we learn what that stuff is in Doomsday Clock.
That's a good point.
Like, DC isn't like Marvel. They're not going to, like, Marvel tends to just push the stories out regardless of how long their stories sometimes take. So if Civil War 2 is delayed 3 months, they're still going to have all the, their stories still kind of come out and they spoil whatever. But I think DC is going to...
All the ones that were impacted by it. Well, DC's doing it with the Metal, with those Metal Heroes books, the new ones. Metal's not even over, and we're already seeing the books that are supposed to spin out of it.
Yeah, but I feel... Wasn't that always the plan, maybe? Or maybe not? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Also, something else to consider. When all those plans were made... And this might be, I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast or not, but Bendis has left Marvel and gone to DC. So
yeah, he wasn't in the mix at all, right?
Yeah, so they're like, hey, you know, I like what you're doing in Titans, but I'd like to tie this into so-and-so. And his stuff is delayed because he had some kind of health scare. I don't remember what happened, but it was almost fatal.
Yeah, he had an infection.
Yeah, infection. Yeah. So.
Well, they suck.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So back on that, the biggest we'll come back to that. The biggest elephant in the room is, hey, guess what? Marvel is not calling it a reboot again and doing a, what do they call it again? Let's see, what was the words? A fresh start for May with new teams, new directions, and new Avengers. And that was a line from The Beat, but here's one of my favorite ones about it. Before that was written, they wrote this little thing. On The Beat, there's an article called The Not-So-Secret History of Marvel's 7 Relaunches in 5 Years. So that's, I think somebody on Facebook commented on that and said that's every 8.6 months. They, in the last 5 years, they have relaunched. Let that sink in a little bit. So I guess one of the things is out, while we're talking about that, one of the things is out is apparently Wade doing a lot of the Avengers stuff, because apparently, where is it? Who's taking that over? Jason Arrow... Aaron and Ed McGuinness is taking that over. New
which
core
book?
Roster. Avengers.
Avengers.
Which book? Oh, Avengers.
Whole new number one. And I think if you really want to, my theory on this whole thing is they didn't expect Black Panther to be as well received as it was. And I'm having a feeling that a lot of these new books are going to have, they're going to do the Superman slash Wolverine thing where he's in every book. So I'm just thinking that. That sounds like something a corporation would do. Let's cut it all. You know what? We need to have T'Challa and everything.
They should do a book with Wolverine, Black Panther, and Deadpool.
There you go. That's right. Deadpool's the other one I was thinking of, where he's in everything.
You know what? Just admit it. It's all good. We are pandering to the masses.
Yeah,
and then cross over with Batman and Wonder Woman and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, and if you look at the first issue of it, the cover, you got Captain Marvel, got a movie coming up. You got Doctor Strange, which has one movie already. Black Panther's on there, of course. You got Thor's back. It's the one we're used to, and it looks like he's got some kind of metal arm with, he's got Mjolnir back. Instead of having one eye, he's got a new arm on there. I don't know. Captain America.
Well, he's had one arm for a long time. He's had only one arm for couple years, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't remember that. But so then, add to that, they said we're getting rid of the legacy numbering. It's gone. Starting everything over with number one. And like people are like, wait a
again.
Minute. Yeah, you just got through doing that. You just got through doing that. Then it was like Tom Briefport's like, whoa, wait a minute. Let's back up. We're not. And I sent you that link. I'm looking for it. I got too many things open. He said, no, wait a minute. No. We're not getting rid of it completely. Some of them are going to have the legacy numbers on them, too.
They did that a few years ago. I remember that. They had,
yeah, there it is, right there.
They had two numbers on the title, on the covers.
Yeah.
They had, like, number one and number 500.
I remember.
Or whatever. It's
they called it, they put a number one on it to show it was a good jumping on point. So here's the little thing about that. It says it seems that the Marvel's quote unquote fresh start won't be eliminating legacy numbers after all. Announced earlier today, the fresh start was expected to relaunch Marvel's line of comics with new number one. Senior VP and executive editor Tom Briefort initially stated that some numbering will remain, but has since clarified the statement. And he says, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be rolling out new beginnings for a few of our key franchises with creative teams, new starting points, new storylines, all the big stuff that we've been building towards since Marvel Legacy began. Yeah, okay, he explained on Marvel.com. So basically, you go back, we go back to any relaunch, rebirth, reboot, whatever you want to call it, that's ever happened in the comics, you're going to read that exact same statement. Maybe just the words moved around a little bit. Yeah, and I saw
but
like
is,
a.
But it is all new. It's all new, all different.
Yeah,
everything will be different. Nothing will be the same.
Yeah.
But
new
actually,
directions.
That's what I always appreciate about Marvel's relaunches. Is that yeah, fine, new number one, another number one, but continuity continued. DC
yeah.
has a tendency to reboot their continuity, whereas
yes.
Marvel at least it was the same. Continuity time in and time out.
Mm-hmm. Until that Secret Wars thing where they merged all the universes.
Hey, is this a good point to talk about not a conspiracy theory, a wild theory?
Nah, go for it, man.
Sure.
All right, so bear with me, and this may already be out there. I may not be talking about anything that's particularly new or
mm-hmm.
but to me it was an original thought. So, okay. So in Justice League, the crappy Justice League,
uh-huh.
they had the appearance of Access from DC Marvel.
Yes.
DC versus Marvel from way back when.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they got him in there. He was clearly Access. They haven't said his name, but it was him. And then over in Infinity something or other, whatever that book is called, their Marvel's latest Infinity book.
Yes,
they had an
article about that.
Half picture. They had a half. Yeah, they had a half picture of DC's Captain Marvel Jr.
Yep.
And I'm just curious if maybe they're doing
a clandestine that says pretty much that same thing. What you're saying,
bastards. All right. Well, yeah. I think that would be cool if they didn't. If they just like all of a sudden it happened at the end of Doomsday Clock and at the end of Infinity, whatever it is they're doing at Marvel, it would be cool if all of a sudden, boom, we have a DC Marvel crossover.
Here's another. Speaking of Star Wars, what you know about Star Wars? They're getting a bold new direction, a bold new course forward too.
Wait a minute, back to my theory.
Yeah.
Am I?
I actually saw an article that specifically said we talked about that Captain Marvel thing, which I hadn't read it yet, so it's not that big of a deal. Where is that?
All right. What were you gonna say, Murray?
Well, I just think it'd be cool if they did a little crossover. It's been years and years and years.
Well, they're both years. Need to do something.
And something subtle. I mean, again, I think it's neat that they had that, you know, instead of Captain Marvel, it was Captain Marvel Jr. And of all the characters from the DC Marvel crossover stuff that they could have brought back, it's Access.
Yes. I agree totally.
I didn't realize DC was the owner of Access, but
I thought
it was co-owned.
I have no idea. They used to have a joint copyright on the word superhero, but that got busted up too recently. I remember reading about it. Let's see. What other stuff we got here? So what do we think? Ah, that's it. That's the one they were talking about. I saw an article that was talking just about that. That he's in
what?
There. Infinity Prime. Okay. I found that I had it already pulled up.
And I read that article. I read that earlier today after I said we were going to do this, and it said it's Captain Marvel, but it's the blue uniform.
Yeah.
It's Captain Marvel Jr. It's not Captain Marvel. It's
the guy's wrong about that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's supposed to work for a comic book website.
Yeah, well, they do that.
Blue uniform Jr.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's see.
But I did learn something from that article. I didn't know that Monica Rambeau was going to be in the Captain Marvel movie. I had no idea
either.
I think I'd heard that somewhere.
Well, she doesn't call herself Captain Marvel anymore. Did she change her? Was she Photon first? Or
she's Photon now.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering.
No, her original, when she was first introduced, she took the name Captain Marvel because there was no Captain Marvel at that point. There was a Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
And then Jim Starlin's Captain Marvel thing had killed off that Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel.
Yeah.
She held on to that name for many, 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 many years until next wave, probably.
Yeah. Because something happened there. I forget what the deal was with that.
What?
What do we think about that?
I was thinking when Busick and Perez took over Avengers, maybe that's when she switched, but Carol wasn't Ms. Marvel, or she wasn't Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel in that book. She was Warbird or something. So, so maybe she was still Captain Marvel then.
All
right.
Here is...
Well, I just know Warbird? That...
She wasn't Nebula or whatever at that point?
No, it was I think it was Warbird or something.
Yes, she like was called was. When she was in Avengers, she was called Warbird, yeah.
Ugh. Blah. Yeah, it was a dumb name. Say it now.
Really okay, blah. So there is a list. I just sent you guys a list of the solicitations on CBR. And you can see there.
Is that a honey badger? There's a honey badger.
Oh, yeah. He did. That's what they call that. All new Wolverine's clone now, remember?
The clone of the clone of the clone.
Yeah. So, there's your solicitations. You can see the cover. Ed Benes cover. I guess Doctor Strange is getting more medieval. He's like carrying swords and shit now. I don't know. I haven't been following that. And
I have Loki was.
Yeah, I got Sorcerer Supreme for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two. But you got Ghost Rider in there. That's new. Of course, you got Black Panthers. Like I said, you got,
cool
characters like that. And then you got
a great cover.
Yeah, it's a great cover. Ed Benes is good. The Greg Land one shows some of the Avengers 1 billion or whatever. And you got Deadpool in there, of course. Then there's another cover. I don't know who that is. Virgin cover by Ed McGuinness. Oh, that's a Ross cover, probably. Yeah.
No, that's Aaron somebody Cooter. Else. That's not Alex Ross.
Aaron Cooter, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely not Alex Ross. It's too rough to be.
Yeah, but Star Brand looks like it's in there. Oh, wait. That's the older version in the background. Okay. So what else we got? We got some. There's another cover. Number 2 is coming out the same month. And yeah, so looks like the crew is going to be Doctor Strange, Ms. Marvel, or is she Captain Marvel now? Captain Marvel. Okay,
Captain.
My bad. Ghost Rider.
Ms. Marvel's the stretchy one.
Right. Ghost Rider, which I'm surprised. The one with the car. She-Hulk, which is more Hulkified, apparently. You got Thor, Captain America, and of course, Iron Man in there. So. And then they've got a
look
new...
Look at this. Look at that.
What?
But wait a minute. Look at that cover with the Eternal on it.
Yeah,
when
that's what
in the back. Thor's got an eye patch.
Yeah. Oh, he does have an
eye
patch.
That's not in the book.
No.
That's not in the book. That's interesting.
Yeah, they must have changed.
At least it's not in the book yet.
No, something must have happened.
Sometimes I'm such a continuity dork. I really am. I'm sorry.
I bet you they did something in the first issue, the first new issue to do that. Let's see. You got the Black Panthers going galactic now. And, yeah. Several covers. 47 covers there. and then, okay, of course you gotta have a Venom title because you got a Venom movie coming out. Infinity Countdown should be fun. I think. I don't know. I've always liked that. So, wait a minute. Ultron's on a Silver Surfer board? Okay, that's wild. I haven't read that yet. So there's a bunch
of Ultron. He now has the ability, kind of Venom wise, to send out his nanites and possess other.
Okay. Well,
things.
I need to.
Make, that happened in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Gotcha. Dorky. So you got Darkhawk. I always love the Darkhawk character. I don't know why. And okay, now here's one of the things that aggravate me, and I read it before. They're bringing back the original Wolverine. Instead of having one miniseries that does it, they're having like five separate miniseries, four or five at least. Oh wow, look at that one! Hunt for Wolverine, Weapon Lost is one. Hunt for Wolverine, The Adamantium Agenda. Hunt for Wolverine.
Are they minis? Are they miniseries or are they one shots?
It says right here, Adamantium Agenda, ooh, number one of four. And the next one up, Weapon Lost, number one of four. Four issue miniseries for each one. Another one. So number three is Claws of a Killer, four issues. And then the next one, Hunt for Wolverine, Mystery in Madripoor. Four issues for that one.
Interesting.
Yes. Amazing Spider-Man 800 is in that list of stuff. And then you got a bunch of Deadpool stuff. Despicable Deadpool number 300. Looks like some Iron Man stuff. Invincible Iron Man number 600 is on that month. What the hell is that?
Now, how do they how do they underpromote Spider-Man 800, or how do they bury it?
I don't
know. Deep in these solicitations.
I don't know. I have no idea, man.
That just seems that seems like that would be at the top of the solicit.
You'd think
sitting dead in the middle.
Well, it's their you know, I don't know. That's just how they're doing it for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird because Slott's last issue or
no? Like, yeah, I read. Last one? Okay. Well, maybe that's why. Oh my God! Quicksilver is getting a damn series over that No Surrender. Have you guys been reading any of that No Surrender Avengers thing?
I actually think it's
pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm going to back up. I'm going to sidestep real quick. I'll mention it after you guys are done talking. I'll say it.
I was done. Go ahead.
No, that No Surrender book is good. It's total fanfic.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I thought his Wade's runs was going pretty good. I'm surprised they're kicking him off of Avengers.
But what is he? Maybe he's, I don't know. He hasn't got anything at Marvel now, does he?
A champion still.
Champion?
No.
They took him off of that too? Let me go back up here to the champions one.
I think it's Jim Zub.
Oh.
Writing it, or has been writing it for a couple of issues, or will be writing it for a couple of issues.
Here, I just passed it.
Oh, goodness.
Champion, yeah, Jim Zub, you're right. So I wonder what Wade's doing.
I mean, I guess he's still on Captain America.
Yes, I saw that.
For a little while.
Yes.
For now. Yeah, their runs usually only last about 12 or 18 issues, and then they move on, right?
Done a couple of 12-issue runs, because they did that run, and then they restarted everything with number ones again, and he took had those over, and he's doing that, you know, one with whatever, I don't know.
Did you guys?
What is this?
Did you see that Deadpool cover with all the characters on it?
Yeah, I did.
That was Scott Koblish?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, one of the Wolverine covers has got that kind of a send up on it too, but it's not Jim Zub.
Yeah, right. No. This is the Scott Koblish for Deadpool.
Yes.
Got 300 Deadpools on it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Awesome.
Yeah, Deadpool's everywhere.
Underrated guy, Scott Koblish. Scott Koblish is underrated.
He is. I follow him on Instagram. He's a pretty cool guy.
I'm thinking Scott Collins.
Yes.
But Koblish is a totally different person.
They frequently get
Koblish is usually the inker for
is usually
Perez,
inking,
they usually get mixed up.
But Koblish, he does these weird period issues of Deadpool, which are quote unquote lost issues of Deadpool.
Yeah.
And they're drawn in almost like a 70s. What's his name? The weird. Underground comic style.
Yeah. I'm going through these solicitations, and this must be the month that Deadpool 2 comes out. Because every single issue has a Deadpool variant cover. Looks like. They are reprinting. Oh no, just the first issue. Kitty Pryde and Wolverine. Wow.
They're reprinting the first issue of it, but not the whole six
issues. They did this a couple of months ago. They got this, like, True Believers is the tagline. And then it'll be, you know, True Believers / something, and it'll be a reprint of something. Like, here I'm scrolling down a bit, and they've got, you know, True Believers, Kitty Pryde and Wolverine number one, and it's reprinting Kitty Pryde and Wolverine for $1, 32 pages. Next one they show is True Believers Wolverine Sword Quest, which is the first issue of the 1998 series. And then the next one they got on the list, True Believers Wolverine versus Sabretooth, which is their fight in Wolverine number 10, the 1998 series. And here's another one. Yeah, it's True Believers Wolverine Blood Hungry number one for $1, which reprints material from Marvel Comics Presents 85 to 87. True Believers.
So is that Wolverine?
Yeah.
Is that Wolverine Sabretooth at least the, like a John Byrne issue or something?
No, it's the it's got a Sienkiewicz cover. Bill Sienkiewicz, that's how you say it. Never mind.
Sienkiewicz, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very random.
Yeah, very. And you scroll down, that storyline they did, Fatal Attractions, and X-Men. Yeah, X-Men 1991, number 25. I think that's the one where Magneto stole his adamantium out of his bones. And then you got Wolverine, number 90, reprinted in Wolverine, True Believers, Wolverine, The Dying Game, number 1. And here's one, Venom versus Wolverine, another reprint from Venom Tooth and Claw, number 1. It's like some kind of Wolverine extravaganza. Here's a reprint of the Wolverine 2003 series, number 1, called Wolverine The Brothers. There's another one. Exiles is back, so they got the original Exiles series reprinted. These are all for a buck. Weird.
Yeah, but we totally skipped over what? This solicitation from DC, which mentioned that Giffen and DeMatteis are going to kill off Fred Jones.
Fred Jones. Oh, you want to go to those?
Scooby.
No, I don't have to go to those. It's Fred Jones. It's freaking Fred. It's Ascot Fred.
Oh, that Fred. Guy. Yeah, I've seen some stuff about that. I haven't got a chance to look at it though. That solicits.
That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. He's like a pop culture icon.
Mm-hmm.
All those gay guys with the ascots. They're like, I'm Fred Jones.
Yeah, it's should be interesting.
Does it say they're killing him though, or does it just say he's meeting death?
Let me read this. It says this month. Death claims one of the most beloved figures in pop culture history, Fred Jones.
Yep, I read that too. That seems
now,
real.
You're right. Hmm. They don't say we kill Fred Jones. It just says death claims. But
maybe turns into a zombie. Nobody's buying that book though, but you, right?
I'm not buying it, but I'm sure there's lots of people.
I read it, but I don't buy it.
Well, okay. And here's something I'm looking forward to.
It's the only book of the relanch or the launch of all that Hanna-Barbera stuff that's still going.
Well, they're doing a Future Quest presents where they do it's an anthology where they have several different reading.
It's different.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not a Johnny Quest book or anything like that. This is the only one that's lasted. Flintstones thankfully died.
This one
so did
It's one of
Wacky Racers.
Definitely want to catch. Peter Tomasi doing a Super Sons crossover with Dino Mutt and Blue Falcon. I'm all over that.
Okay, yeah.
That'll be fun. Is that what the TV show was called? Dino Mutt? I thought it was Blue Falcon.
It was Blue Falcon.
Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt.
Yeah, it was that way.
Okay. But it wasn't just like plain straight up Dino Mutt.
No.
No, it's Blue Falcon and Dynamite.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought I remembered.
What else we got here? Ew, that's gross. Legion. What?
What?
Legion is never gross.
No, not Legion of Superheroes, the Marvel Legion. I'm looking at some of the other stuff. X-Men Blue, X-Men Purple. Oh wait, no, that's Astonishing X-Men. Never mind. Weapon X, those are all still. That's crazy. Oh, I can't believe they made a Weapon H book with those mutated Wolverines. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Some Star Wars stuff.
Here.
Hmm.
Just for Murray. Come on.
Hey, Lee.
Hold on.
Perfect.
I love that show.
Rushing through the sky is a rebel guy. Stronger than a train. So train. He's fearless, careless, a little too careless. Dynamite. He's a go-go dog person.
That's me, dog. Oh, wonder.
Maybe that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you caught it or not.
He was Inspector Gadget. Looking at these cartoons, like Inspector Gadget, except the dog.
I don't know if you caught it or not, but they got a Thrawn series going on right now. It just started last week.
A Thrawn series?
Thrawn. Admiral Thrawn from the books Timothy Zahn made.
Oh. No.
That's one of my favorite book characters. They actually put him in Star Wars Rebels cartoon, which I'm still trying to finish. That's good stuff. Wedding of Cyclops and Phoenix hardcover. For $125, are you out of your freaking mind? 832 pages. Let's see, you can get it for half that on DCBS if you're so inclined, or you just probably cheaper to collect the actual issues at this point. Get it bound.
Speaking of which, and the teenager Kitty Pryde is going to marry the old man Colossus.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome. I read Claremont's coming back for that too.
I think it's awesome, but it's also kind of isn't. I mean, they keep saying that she aged. Well, nobody else does. I mean, she's one of those teenage characters that gets older, but like all the Gen X characters. But he should be getting at least a couple years older too, and he was always so much older than her.
I know. I don't want to tell you, man, about that one. That's
As a parent of two girls, there's a dad of two girls. I'm not so.
Yeah, that's iffy. I'll give you that. That's iffy. Oh, good. The Thanos Quest Epic Collection's coming out. Good deal. I love those. Did I mention how much I love those Epic Collections before? I think I have. There's several.
You like Jim Starlin, so.
Yes, I do. There's several of those. Holy crap. Where's Wolverine by Nanook poster? Huge. There's got to be a gajillion characters on there. They're selling a poster of that cover. That's awesome. Okay, that's it. So, we want to talk about the DC solicits now, or what? We want to go on with something else? We're 45 minutes in already.
I was just going to say, I'm disappointed that New Challengers is going to be a miniseries as opposed to
I saw that. A lot of people mentioned that.
Here's something. Diamond is going to... Diamond, the people that publish the comics, they're going to make a pull box. Distribute them. Excuse me. Quite correctly. The exclusive distributor of comics. The physical ones. Introduce a pull box app to encourage online pre-orders to local comic shops. Oh, pardon me. So, cloud-based software application. Okay. Interesting. That keeps crashing. Oh, yes. DC is going to do the Marvel thing and publish their own previews catalog. Always interesting. There was a couple of other things in here I thought that was interesting.
Here's something interesting. I didn't see this. Looks like James Tynion's going to leave Detective.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds like his run is wrapping up.
They built all that up and they're tearing it down. Where is that link? Or what did we learn from the solicitations?
And here's something surprising. Not surprising. Jim Lee is only getting through one issue of Immortal.
Oh, yes. Really? That is so ridiculous. I know. I mean, who did anybody actually expect him to get more than that?
Well, I think he was supposed to do three.
Yes.
Was he? Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. All of them were supposed to be committed to a minimum. Of three issues.
He's a co-publisher. They're not going to make him follow that.
Well, they've never made him follow anything.
Yeah, there is that, yes. Okay, so what else did they got? Robin Beyond. Looks like the little brother apparently did something Robin-y, and he's wanting to get back into it, according to this. This is the... What we learned from DC's May 2018 solicitations. Yeah, Dead Fred, we already talked about that. New Challenger changes, yeah. You just mentioned that. Yep. Tinian, what we got here?
10 steps ahead of you, man.
Yeah, Robinson took over Wonder Woman, which I haven't read. Was that any good?
Is it anybody? I don't mind it.
I haven't read any of it yet.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I liked Jason. I think that he's actually a good addition to her mythos. I'm looking forward to more of that.
That character...
I did not know that he was a...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't know he was a Geoff Johns character. I thought it was purely James Robinson, but that's...
Well, it
I
came...
Glad for that.
That character, the brother, came up. I don't know if it's the same character, but during the... I read the entire Azzarello Chang run of Wonder Woman. That's the first time I've ever run an entire run of Wonder Woman, and I'm pretty sure that character came from that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm not
I thought it was Darkseid Wars.
Was it Darkseid?
Wasn't that where it was
mentioned? Oh, you know what? That
I
might
think
be
that's
it.
Where it was mentioned.
That might be it. You could be right. I haven't read any of his stuff, so I'm not sure. Here's one for
but
you.
But I don't think Geoff Johns did more than just say that there's a brother out there. I don't think he gave him a name. I don't think we saw him. We just knew that it was a dangling story that
but
Robinson then picked
but
up.
But in Azzarello's run, there
but
was
that's what
at least
that's what Robinson loves.
Oh, okay.
That's what Robinson loves to do. Is he takes some offhand comment in some issue that
yeah.
nobody actually ever meant to be a future story, and goes, "Well, what the hell? I mean, why not? That's how he did Golden Age.
Yeah.
Golden Age was completely a throwaway comment from somebody else
from
some All Star squad or something."
They put that in a deluxe edition hardcover, I think, recently. Looks like Batgirl and the Birds of Prey will be canceled as of number 22. I stopped reading Green Arrow finally. But I guess the Bensons is going to be working on that. You got the... May 30th is supposed to be the much-anticipated launch of Man of Steel, the new miniseries by Bendis, but the May solicitations don't include any copy of that launch, probably because of his hospitalization. Yeah, okay. They've got something about, you know, I don't even believe that. Missing titles.
You know what? Back to that other thing. Back to the other thing with Bendis.
Yes.
I'm. You know me. I bitch about Bendis. I go,
yes,
you know,
you
basically.
Yes, you do. Quite frequently.
What? Yeah, one thing happens in every issue of a Bendis book.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're usually entertaining. I will grant him that. But I also will grant him that he is very prolific. So it is, you know, I would forgive that book being late because this guy produces, you know, probably close to 30 or 40 comics a year.
Oh, yeah.
Point,
yeah.
If not more. Probably more. Yeah.
Well, the only one I could think that would do more would be Cullen Bunn. He just doesn't all do them for one comic company. That
well,
guy.
Does
well, true. Yeah. But the greatest part of that is, of him coming over, is we're going to get to see more powers. He's switching all that over to DC. I love that freaking book. I have behind on the last two trades. I've got. They try to relaunch, I guess, and it's like a trade of that already out. But I've got those six deluxe hardcover editions. I just wish they'd never made that TV show. I never even watched the rest of it because it was terrible.
What era?
Huh? No, Powers. Anyway, according to this, missing titles, weekly series Justice League No Justice is not in there at all. Not only the series replacing both. Oh wait, it will be okay. They're both. It's replacing Justice League and Justice League of America. That was so disappointing. That started out good. I liked the idea. It just went to crap. I stopped reading it. Action and Superman will not ship twice monthly, but will finish their runs with two specials that wrap up their storylines. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where Scott Snyder has already insinuated on Twitter that Teen Titans and Titans might take a break or even end their collective runs during May. The month also sees titles like Supergirl and Harley Quinn disappearing from the line. Okay. Yeah, okay. That finished Paul Dini's
and neither one of those are going anywhere. Harley Quinn's a top 10 book for them, and Supergirl is their only true hit of their TV shows. So,
she'll be back. They'll both be back. I think with the Super books, they're probably just giving Bendis a little bit of time to get his legs and put his stamp on things, and then
they already printed up somewhere in here. I've got a picture of his covers that nobody knows when it's coming your way. And it's like, we need to wrap this up there, gents. I know you have places to go and things to see. Let's see. While you're looking at that real quick, Josh Whedon left the Batgirl movie. Looking for a female.
That sucks.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know why. He couldn't find a story.
He left because he didn't have a story. He didn't have a story to tell.
Yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter or Instagram take a picture of a big chunk of Batgirl books that would have been perfect. Like Batgirl Year One, for one, would have been great, I thought. That was a great story. That's about it. I think we got it all.
I find that disappointing.
Alrighty.
Way to end on a downer, Chris.
Well, see, it didn't disappoint me that much because I didn't even know he was on it in the first place. I missed that somewhere. So I was like, I didn't know he was on it anyway. So I wasn't really hyped up about that. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Oh, he was on that book? Oh, and here's one I didn't really care for. Nightwing number 44 is getting a new creative team. So that, and it's going to be Benjamin Perry, the guy that's doing Green Arrow.
Good. One less book for me to read. Awesome. Okay.
I'll still read it. I'll never stop reading. I mean, I read it through all that crap when Devin Grayson had the incident with the tarantula. I still read it even then, or the crap that was Bruce Jones's run. Oh my god. They actually retconned that out. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, all right. I gotta go.
All right.
Me too.
Gotta go. Let's wrap it up.
Banging at the door.
As always, you can do the thing and the thing on send us an email like the scammer that did the other day trying to get some money out of me. Didn't work. I just deleted it. You can join us on the Facebook page. I'm going to try to do more stuff with that, maybe, or something. And you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. Anyway, we're out.